Watch, CNN, MSNBC try to connect Paul Pelosi assault to January 6 toxicity that infected brains of citizens. By Amy Furr on October 29, 2022. Network CNN and MSNBC recently tried to connect the attack on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA husband, Paul Pelosi, to the January 6 riot. The attempts came as voters prepared to head to the polls for the midterm elections. Before the assault occurred, according to this source, the intruder confronted Mr. Pelosi in their home, shouting, "Where is Nancy? Where is Nancy?" One MSNBC host said, adding, "That's what the intruders going through the hallways on January 6 were shouting, Nancy, Nancy." On Friday, Chief Bill Scott of the San Francisco Police Department identified the suspect in the attack on Pelosi's husband as 42-year-old David DePop, Breitbart News reported. At approximately 2:27 this morning, San Francisco police officers were dispatched to the residence of Speaker Nancy Pelosi regarding a priority well-being check. When the officers arrived on scene, they encountered an adult male and Mrs. Pelosi's husband, Paul, Scott said during a press conference. "Our officers observed Mr. Pelosi and the suspect both holding a hammer. The suspect pulled the hammer away from Mr. Pelosi and violently assaulted him with it. Our officers immediately tackled the suspect, disarmed him, took him into custody, requested emergency backup, and rendered medical aid." Meanwhile, President Joe Biden, D, placed blame on Republicans for the assault on Paul Pelosi, according to Breitbart News. It's reported that the same chant was used by this guy they have in custody that was used on January 6 in the attack on the U.S. Capitol. "I am not making this up," Biden said. "This is reported. I can't guarantee it. I can tell you what's being reported," he continued, adding, "The chant was, where's Nancy? Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy?" However, Paul Pelosi reportedly told 911 dispatchers the suspect who attacked him as a friend, according to a police dispatch call from early that day. RP, reporting person, stated that there's a male in the home and that he's going to wait for his wife. RP stated that he doesn't know who the male is, but he advised that his name is David, and that he is a friend, the dispatcher noted, adding, RP sounded somewhat confused. FBI officials later visited a home in Berkeley linked to the suspect, a place neighbors reportedly call the Hippie Collective. An image of the house showed a handwritten Black Lives Matter sign in the window, a flag with marijuana leaves on it hanging from a nearby tree, and another sign in a window that read, "Berkeley stands united against hate." The slogans and symbols in the photo contradict attempts to link the suspect to MAGA extremists, according to Breitbart News.